This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Political uncertainty and a second coronavirus wave are creating a perfect storm against the lame duck Congress passing a virus stimulus bill or individual agency spending bills. The political divide on Capitol Hill is growing with much narrower margins next year in the House and Senate, two Senate runoffs in Georgia in January, and a continuing stalemate in talks on a virus stimulus bill, even as COVID infections are soaring nationally. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says the lame duck Congress faces a mountain of leftover bills on agency spending, defense, water projects, even grain standards reauthorization.
There's also, you know, a lot of focus in the Senate on getting some last-minute appointees through for this administration. And there's no talks on stimulus, to my knowledge, at least between McConnell and Pelosi at this point.
But there's still talk of attaching some stimulus to any must-do spending bill to keep the government open.
There's an opportunity. You know, we're going to be right there. We've continued to make our point to, you know, our friends on the Hill and the leadership that there are definitely a segment of farmers that have not received aid up to this point, that more aid will be given as we potentially go into a second wave as winter approaches.
A stalled Senate bill included $20 billion more for agriculture, and Walmsley says some producers who got no help through CFAP 1 and the now open CFAP 2 program still need relief.
Those producers have definitely been struggling. Those that have had to retire their herds early, some contract growers and others that just weren't eligible. We need to make sure that there's some assistance flowing to them, and that's what Farm Bureau will continue to work, whether it's in this Congress or the next Congress. Unfortunately, you know, politics are at play.
And that leaves great uncertainty on spending in areas bigger than agriculture as party leaders wrestle with how much power they'll have in a new Congress and whether to act now or wait till the dust settles from the perfect storm of election politics and COVID-19. In the latest trade news from around the world, following up on an earlier story on Brexit we had this week, Brexit negotiations are now suspended after members of the European Union's negotiating team tested positive for COVID. However, Reuters says officials are still working remotely to get an EU-United Kingdom trade deal on the books that would enter into full force less than 2 months from now. Finland's European Affairs Minister says the talks could still succeed, and a comprehensive deal can be done by the time Britain's transition out of the European Union wraps up on December 31st. Negotiators told Reuters in a phone interview that the negotiation stage is critical. They say the time pressure is huge, and both sides haven't given up their faith that the deal can be done. The chief Brexit negotiators are the EU's Michael Barnier and the UK's David Frost. Barnier says on Twitter that the teams, quote, will continue their work in full respect of safety guidelines. Some of the European Union member states, like the Netherlands, France, Belgium, and Spain, have asked the Executive European Commission, which is negotiating with Britain on behalf of the bloc, to update emergency plans for a possible no deal on Brexit. France's representative on the Commission says Britain must accept fair competition rules for companies or be shut out of the EU's single market of 450 million consumers come next year. And stay tuned. More Ag News is yours for a Friday coming up next.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by Grain Guard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
Farming has gotten so complex you need another you just to keep up with it all. You'll come close when you work with your FS Crop Specialist. They know your growing conditions and your land, working for you season to season, helping fine-tune decisions to ensure a healthy ROI. and they're constantly in training to learn about the latest in seed selection, crop protection, and nutrient management. Plus, they're achieving certification standards that exceed the industry. Contact your M&M Service FS Crop Specialist to learn more.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Abenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.abenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
And we're back here on your Friday Afternoon Ag Show and moving on into State of Illinois Ag News for your Friday. As part of Pork Power, partnering to fight hunger here in Illinois, the Illinois Pork Producers Association, along with the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and the Illinois Soybean Association Checkoff, presented the Central Illinois Food Bank in Springfield with 4,200 pounds of ground pork this month. Since its inception back in 2008, Pork Power has generated over 916,000 pounds of pork. That's enough for over 3 million meals for families throughout Illinois. Farmers and partnering commodity groups give a combination of whole hogs for processing and monetary donations all year. Near the end of each calendar year, the IPPA turns the remaining funds into ground pork and then divides it among the regional food banks in Illinois for the holiday season. Due to the current restrictions in Illinois, more families might be spending the holidays in multiple places, and the IPPA hopes that this pork donation will come in good timing for those extra household meals. The ground pork for this donation was processed at Trasky Meats in Springfield. And moving from ground pork to live hogs, here in late November, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will begin serving farmers here in Illinois and across the country to estimate hog and pig inventory. The survey will determine inventory as of December 1st. NAS will mail questionnaires to farmers near the end of November. Farmers will return the survey back by mail or online, according to Mark Sloysener, state statistician for Illinois. USDA and Sloysener encourage farmers to respond online at the website agcounts.usda.gov, as it's secure, efficient, and saves cost. Farmers may be contacted by phone during December if they've not returned their survey back by mail or online, and the survey shows that hog inventories in Illinois have been rising since 2013, Sloysener went on to explain. The results will become published in the Hog and Pig Report that will be released on December 23rd, and it will be available online at nas.usda.gov/publication. In the latest state ag news, when it comes to the coronavirus, progress has been made on two COVID vaccines, one from Moderna and the other from Pfizer. The key question is distribution, specifically to rural underserved areas like many of ours here in mid-Illinois. Governor Pritzker was asked about that.
We are not leaving any part of the state out. I mean, I am very focused on equity. That is vitally important to me, and that means equity for rural families, for people who live in communities that have been left out and left behind with regard to health care, and equity to making sure that we're getting first to those who are most vulnerable. So we're that plan, you can take a look at what we did for the federal government, although I have to say they asked us so early in the process that when you don't know what the vaccines are that you're delivering and you don't know whether you have to keep them in cold storage or whether they're room temperature, it's very hard to put a plan together that meets every requirement of every type of vaccine. And by the way, there's likely to be more than one vaccine that is distributed, and that means there will be more than one supply chain. But we're, trust me, focused on rural Illinois.
Pfizer is reporting its coronavirus vaccine is more successful than originally thought. An earlier evaluation reported the vaccine was to be more than 90% effective. However, a final analysis shows it's to be 95% effective. The company earlier this week said it will seek emergency use authorization from the FDA within days. And in our last state story, this time from the IDNR, firearm deer hunting season kicks off today across Illinois. It's the first weekend for firearm deer hunting, which is the most popular season of the year. State Department of Natural Resource spokesperson Rachel Torbert has this reminder.
For any of our firearm seasons, we want to make sure people have on the correct requirements, which keep them safe, and that includes blaze orange or blaze pink hat, and then upper outer garment that has at least 400 square inches of that color. And it's just something so that other hunters in the area can see you. Hunters do still need to report any deer harvested, and they can do that through our online service or by calling our telephone check-in system, and you'll be asked a few questions about the deer that you harvested, sex, where it was harvested, things like that. So you still have to do that by 10 p.m. the day you harvest the animal.
Rachel also explains that CWD check stations will be closed this year due to COVID-19. The second half of the firearm deer season runs December 3rd through 6th, and you can visit huntillinois.org for more information online. And that'll conclude your ag and a bit of outdoor news here on a Friday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your ag news by email at WSMI, WSMIradio.com. Also, you can check out ag news on the Facebook page, WSMI Agriculture. So again, for this Friday afternoon, November 20th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.